I just finished assembling this book, and it takes me a while to find things in it because I can't remember where the absolutely single and only correct order in which I finally decided to put them. But in a moment, I will have found the poem. Experienced platform performers sometimes pretend to get lost just to give themselves a break between pieces. But I'm too professional to do anything like that. This is another little story, I guess, this poem. It's called Pissing Off the Back of the Boat into the Nivernais Canal. It's set in France, where it's okay to do such things. French have no shame. Pissing off the back of the boat into the Nivernais Canal. It's so cold, my cock is furled like a nut meat, and cold for all its warm aspirations and traffic of urine. 37 years old, and it takes me a second to find it. The poor pink slug. So far from the brash volunteer of the boudoir, I arc a few finishing stutters into the water. Already they're converted, opaque, and chill. How commodious the dark universe is, and companionable the stars. How drunk I am. I shake my shriveled nozzle, and three drops lurk out like syllables from before there were languages. Snug in my pants, it will leak a whole sentence in Latin. How like a lockkeeper's life a penis biography would be. Bucolic and dull. What the penis knows of sex is only arithmetic. The tongue can kiss and tell, but the imagination has, as usual, most of the fun. It makes discriminations, bad jokes. It knows itself to be tragic and thereby silly. And it can tell a dull story well, drop by reluctant drop. What it can't do is be a body, nor survive time's acid work on the body it enlivens, I think, as I try not to pitch my wine-dulled body and weary imagination with it into the inky canal by the small force of tugging my zipper up. How much damage to themselves the body and imagination can absorb, I think, as I drizzle to sleep, and how much the imagination makes of its body of work a place to recover itself. I have another poem that I'm going to have to search for very briefly. While I'm looking for it, I'll tell you my last words on the subject of the last poem. Do you know what the elephant said to the naked man? How do you eat with that thing?